Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. This morning, we had to figure out when you break up with somebody, what do you need to get over that breakup?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a hug, maybe it's macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, two boxes of wine, whatever
it takes. No judgment.
You might be drinking that wine sitting on the toilet. We found a lot of people doing a lot of work on the toilet, including Post Malone, which kind of blew us away.
Yeah. The song you love the most was written, well, probably what was it? Given a double? Deuce?
Yeah, dropping a double.
There we go.
That's what can happen in there. Also, boy, that'd be a weird place to have a first date. But we heard weirder ones, and none weirder than Maddie, who had what is possibly the strangest story I have ever heard.
Yeah, you just got to hear it.
It's coming up now on the Morning Mix podcast. Breaking up really blows, and when you break up, sometimes you need little things that help you get through. Our friends at Heinz have got you taken care of. It's just funny to me that it's Heinz, but anyway, they have your heartbreak survival kit. You get some mac and cheese, you get a hot chocolate kit, you get tissues, and then a heartbreak roadmap, and it's all for $25.
And the mac and cheese is kind of like a food hug.
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean? If you've got to name a food that is like hugs you on the inside.
Just comfort.
Yeah, it's so good.
Have you ever had mac and cheese that wasn't good, and so then like the next day you had to go find mac and cheese that was good just to reset your body?
When it's too soupy?
Yes.
It depends. There's really not a bad mac and cheese. You're still going to eat it, but it's not what you were craving.
Right. That's exactly right. It's like, it didn't hit the spot that I wanted. I have to try again.
Sometimes we're used to that.
Yeah, and then 8 days later, I'm like, wow, that's a lot of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. What would you want in your breakup survival kit? Text it to us at 60123 from a 630. A gym membership. Just get in there and sweat out all the bad vibes. Yeah. Work it out.
Yep.
I guess that's what I used to do is go for a run.
Mm-hmm. It's like a revenge body, too.
Yeah, right. And then after that, like, first 10 minutes, I was like, I'm good.
That Nine Inch Nails playlist or something.
Yes.
Rage Against the Machine.
I am a creep. Oh, Radiohead, please. What's wrong with me? From an 815, I need a lot of pillows, a lot of blankets, and all my favorite 80s movies.
Mm. Oh, all right.
What I think that says to me is, you know, all those movies are going to end with, you know, The Breakfast Club. Oh, they all got along. Crazy. You know what I mean? They all end kind of happily in a way, right?
Yeah, I think nostalgia is just comforting. Whatever it is, you're going back to your childhood in a way, and you feel good about that.
From an 815, from my breakup survival kit, I'm going with Bush lattes again, Chris. So there you go. Earlier this week, we learned a Bush latte is just a special can that is in no way different.
Yep.
Just Bush Light, but it says Bush latte on it. From a 219, ice cream, all caps, a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, for sure. 708, I need a new body perfume or spray because my memories cling to scents.
Oh, yeah.
That just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There used to be this, I think Victoria's Secret Dream.
Yeah.
A lot of girls used to wear it in high school. For some reason.
Love Spell and Dream. Those were the two big ones.
Every girl named Katie that I was into in high school wore Dream.
Yeah.
And then when I would smell it in the mall, I'd be like, are they here?
Yeah.
And they weren't. Man.
For you guys, it was Abercrombie or Drakkar Noir. That was the big one in high school when I was like, man, Drakkar.
Wow. Well, Whip showers in Stetson. So.
I do a Stetson cologne. Stetson fits. Because there's a little bit of Stetson in every man.
Okay.
Advertising slogans from a long time ago.
They stick, man.
Once in a while, they just come out. Yeah.
That is wild. Okay, what else do I need? From a 708, my breakup survival kit is booze and Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Solid.
312, I desperately need a vacation. Just get me out of town.
Yep.
Let me take a long weekend. I like that. Kind of reset, go to a new environment.
Yeah.
Maybe meet somebody I'll never see again. High five, have a great time.
I do remember when I was in college, it wasn't a vacation, but if I would have like something going on here or whatever and something was depressing, I'd get in the car, the bus, whatever, back to Champaign, and as you're going down 57, you just feel like the sort of trouble just kind of like evaporating a little bit, right?
How about
like
I totally
a different
know what you mean.
World.
Here we go. From a 630, I would get a 4-pack of hot dog buns. Okay, thanks for that. that was earlier this morning when Whip shared that they are going to try to create a hot dog bun and hot dog package that actually match in number.
Exactly.
630, and I got to check if this actually came from Nikki because off air, we just talked about this. From a 630, I want the mac and cheese from Aldi. It is so satisfying. Nikki, I mean, it was like a monologue.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Specifically the cheddar and Havarti mix one.
And it's the squeeze
pack, not the powder pack. Oh, my gosh.
Also, Nikki, you got to stop texting in because you're on the 630. I need gift cards to Sephora and Kate Spade. What is the deal?
Oh, but I love that. Yeah, what a smart idea.
Wait a second. Actually, you guys could split those because V can go to Sephora.
Yep.
Nikki will go to Kate Spade. Everybody be happy.
Yeah.
And then an 847, I like to delete all of their phone number from my phone.
Yes.
Yeah, but then when you're desperate and you text another friend to send you the number again because you forgot it, that's embarrassing.
Or you have to like defriend them on Facebook because you just don't want to see them in your feed anymore.
And then
that
you
might
have to call your friend to
Refriend you? Yeah. Hey, can I just get your password to make this a lot easier?
You call your friend to ask what they're doing.
Right, let me see. What's the last post?
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Just tell me.
I'm going to make a fake profile.
No, I want to see it and then stalk the other girl.
Pioletta Vodramedic. They won't know that's me, right? Yeah, it'll be fine.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
You know who else is hot? Shaquille O'Neal, NBA great. He is trending right now. The retired basketball star, who is now a sports analyst, was at a restaurant for date night with a mysterious woman that nobody knows who it was. And when he was there over chicken satays and maybe crab rangoons, he decided to be very generous and he paid for the entire restaurant's tab. So he showed up at 8:30. There were about 44 other people there, tables, and he didn't want anyone to know, but he's like, I'm going to pick up their tab.
I love him.
Yeah, seriously.
He does this all the time. I heard him in an interview. Someone said, like, why do you do this? And he was like, I've been such a blessed life, and it's so crazy that if I can just, you know, help people out in any other way. Like, he'll go hang out at a Walmart and be like, I'm going to buy all these kids' bikes.
You
like,
bought a guy's engagement ring?
Yeah, the engagement ring, yeah.
It's so beautiful to see. And my somewhat cynical self, when I saw this, because they start off talking about the mysterious woman in the story much. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe he bought their dinner. So like, saying like, hey, I'm here with this girl. I don't want anyone to know. I'm going to buy your dinner.
Sure,
keep it on the DL. But they like even are talking about what he ordered. He ordered the Beijing chicken. So they definitely didn't keep it a secret. The shrimp tempura.
Wow.
And anyway, all of it came out to $25,000 worth of checks. He picked that up for everybody. Sources say he was so nice to all the staff, obviously took care of them, and it was a beautiful night.
That's wild.
Also, if you're listening carefully, remember, Chris, you were telling us that Shaq owns a piece of everything.
Of everything.
The estate of Marilyn Monroe, Elvis.
Pizza
Hut restaurants or something.
Movie theaters,
everything.
Car washes.
So, not that I'm saying that means he should just do this kind of thing. It's still his money, but he's got a lot of money.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That JCPenney money. Yeah,
that's right.
It's coming in hot. And so from one couple to another, people's favorite young couple right now is definitely co-stars Tom Holland and Zendaya from Spider-Man. So, of course, since people kind of stink on the internet, some intense rumors started that Zendaya was pregnant and they kind of were taking it very far. She was silent for a while about it. And now she's coming down to shut down the rumors. She simply wrote on her Instagram and social media platforms like, and this is why I stay off of Twitter.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
And she's like, back to work, back to filming and being a little bit mysterious about what she's working on as well. But didn't directly address the pregnancy rumors, but everybody's thinking that's what she's talking about.
Well, if you remember, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, Tom Holland said he wanted to take a break and become a dad. Do you remember hearing that?
There was a thing.
So that fueled this one then, too. They're like, oh, he said that, and now she might be. Oh, gosh, you know.
People who, like, make up fake pregnancy rumors about, like, celebrities and other celebrity singers are really jerks.
Yeah, just jerks. Yeah. Stop like,
doing it. Or even if you
Drake
walk up to
Taylor
someone.
Swift.
So what we're saying is it might be true.
Yeah.
All of it. The whole thing.
That's different, though, because it's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Hey, no one's denied that yet.
Yeah, they sure haven't. Huh?
I didn't hear a denial from Zendaya in this thing either.
Huzzah.
Oh, my God.
You guys are the worst. In at number one, buzz around Queen Bee online. Beyonce has announced what appears to be her next solo album called Renaissance. So it's set to be released on July 29th. She didn't actually post anything. So everybody is, you know, just really all over it. You know, like where there's your information section on Twitter, Instagram, all that.
Yeah.
So she didn't make an official post. She just changed that.
Right.
And she changed that to say Act One, Renaissance, and then the date, July 29th. So everybody's like, this is it. This is the album. This is must be what it is. Last year, she did also mention, like, with the pandemic and isolation, that she has been going back to music and that she's writing new music. She uses that as an escape, travel, love. We're all wanting to get back to that. And I remember that statement when we were like in the height of the pandemic from her. What now resonates is, right, her next sentence was, I feel a renaissance emerging and I want to be part of the nurturing escape for everyone if possible. So
renaissance can mean like what's old is new again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's having a renaissance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because what if Destiny's Child?
Woo!
on the album. Boy,
maybe
that's a rumor we can get behind. It doesn't hurt anybody.
That is definitely a theory.
That's right.
The ones online, though, are thinking that it is a follow-up to her widely acclaimed 2016 Lemonade album. So
I just realized Taylor Swift pregnant with Drake's baby. That is a Destiny's Child.
Oh, gosh. We're going to end
coming
it
together.
There. And that was your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix podcast.
Post Malone has revealed he writes most of his lyrics while he's sitting on the can in the bathroom doing his thing. He lets it out, and then the inspiration flows in. And then...
Yeah.
You do feel better now.
Yeah, you probably do.
Yeah, you're probably a couple pounds lighter. Good for you, buddy. Post Malone ain't the only one. What? Is that weird? We asked you, do you do anything in the bathroom that you'd be willing to admit? Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing well. Now, this wasn't you. It was your brother.
Yeah, this is my brother.
It's always the brother.
Dude, exactly.
Brothers are gross in the bathroom. I'm with you. I get it.
Kate, what did your brother do in the bathroom?
He writes in a journal. I found it by mistake.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good for his mental health. That's great.
Yeah, but she found it by mistake. What did it say?
It was just his thoughts on life. We were in high school, so of course I took a look in it, but I won't give him up that much.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it was nice. Deep thoughts.
And you don't really want to touch it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, he's a slob, so his drawer in the bathroom like wasn't closing. And I was like, God, Kevin, what's the issue? And open that drawer, and there was a journal.
Oh, my God.
Well, the nice thing is with the journal, if you never run out of paper because you got extra. So it's right. You can go right into it. And then Jim. Hi, Jim. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Now, this is actually, I love this idea. What do you do in the bathroom, Jim?
So whenever I have to make a phone call to one of those, you know, it's going to be terrible situations, NICOR, Comcast, you're going to be on hold, you're going to be bounced around.
Yeah.
Any one of those crappy phone calls, I take them to the bathroom.
There you go.
Oh,
multitask.
Yeah, you crap their crap. It's fine.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
First dates are uncomfortable and weird and already. Most of the time you're going to a restaurant or a coffee or a beer or a movie or something.
Yeah.
This guy decided to take a gal to CarMax because he felt he'd get a better deal if she played his girlfriend. He said it was a date. She got there and was like, what? No.
Yeah.
She called an Uber. She got the hell out of there. She's like, no, I'm going to go meet up with my girlfriends. I'll see you later. That's a very weird first date, but maybe you can beat it. Hi there, Maddie. Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing really well. You had a weird first date?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
What happened?
Well, what happened was, so I basically got this Insta DM from this guy.
Solid start.
He needed someone to help him out. And I'm a very willing person, so I was like, sure, what's up? And he basically needed someone to use crutches for him, and he would videotape it. He said it was for a class project, and I ended up meeting him in a park, and I would just crutch around, and he ended up paying me. And we did it many times.
It wasn't a date, right? It was a business.
I can't tell if this guy's into me or not.
This is so weird.
Very
are you bizarre. Sure? Now, I don't want to make this too gross, but are you sure that he doesn't have some kind of crutch kink thing?
Right.
I don't know. My family does not like it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He claimed to be like he's going to be a doctor one day. It didn't really check out, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But Maddie, you kept going, Maddie.
Yeah, no, I kept going. I was like, I'm going to make some money. I have a side hustle now.
Walk around.
I'll be honest, Maddie. Right. We only just met. I don't like it. I'm nervous for you. My like big brother instinct is like, Maddie, maybe come away from there.
Well, one time my dad pulled up and he saw us. I didn't tell him what we were doing. And my dad was like, what are you doing? And this guy, he doesn't know it's my dad. And he goes, it's for a project. And I'm like, hi, Dad.
Oh my God.
And then the guy was like, hey, Mr. Maddie, do you want to crutch around for me? Yeah. Like, what?
No, right. It was honestly the weirdest thing ever, but we still kind of keep in contact.
Okay.
Yeah, it's insane.
All right. Maddie, don't hang up. Stay right there, okay? Don't hang up.
I have a million more questions.
We're going to have to find out. But first, Julia. Hi, Julia. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. So what was your weird first date?
Okay, so this guy asked me out on a dating app. on a Monday night, and I said, you know, normally fine, but I watched The Bachelor, and The Bachelor was on, so I said, can we make it another day? And he said, no, that's okay, we can watch it at my apartment. So we went to dinner first, met up, and I had some leftovers. I went back to his apartment to watch The Bachelor, and his apartment was so messy. I had to move things on the counter to make room for my little leftover container. And then we sit to watch The Bachelor. I'm like, I don't know where to sit. There wasn't, like, any furniture. I mean, he had, like, a really messy bed. I'm like, not sitting on that. He pulls out an office chair and a folding chair, and he gives me the office chair and says, you can have the nice chair.
So he's considerate.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Wow.
So Julia.
Did you make it through the whole episode?
I did, but it was very cringy. Got out of there as soon as it was done.
But you guys are married now?
No, that was our last date.
First and last. Okay, Julia, don't go anywhere. You stay right there. Hang on. We got to talk to Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing really well. You had a weird first date?
Yeah. So we were in high school, and he picked me up in his mom's truck, and we just drove around for an hour. Not really talking, didn't really know what to say, but just drove around.
So that was the date? Hey, is my mom's truck. Hop in. Yeah. That was it?
Yeah.
And then he just dropped you off? Like, you? So you drove around for a couple of hours or whatever, hung out, and then he was like, all right, see you later.
Yep.
He didn't even ask you to walk on crutches? What a jerk.
Yeah.
Jeez. So Crystal's out driving around in a truck, but wait, there's more. So Crystal, you and the guy that drove the truck, what happened after that?
We have now been married for 5 years and have one son.
Oh, what? Is real. It finally happened.
And he hasn't spoken to you yet. Is that right?
Yes.
You still have the truck?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Love is real.
That is unbelievable. All right, so we got Crystal on a silent truck ride that turns into marriage. That's amazing. Mm. We've got Maddie crutching around a park with some rando from Instagram. And then Julia in the messiest apartment of all time getting the nice chair to watch The Bachelor with her own leftovers because it was a BYOL. Hey, Matt.
But also, I want to know how much she's making to walk around.
And
on
I
crutches.
Want to know, Maddie, is he Maddie's requesting what she has to wear?
Yeah, Maddie, we have some questions really quick.
Okay, so what's interesting is I, like, showed up in, like, leggings the first time, and he would ask me to wear different things.
Oh,
like,
my God.
This is like 50 Shades of Grey.
This is crying me out.
So he'd ask me to wear, like, business, like, casual one time, like, heels. It was quite interesting. I, like, graduated. He wanted me to wear, like, a graduation cap and gown.
Okay. Yeah, this isn't
now. Maddie, you got a 3-pack of tickets because I'm going as the fourth to chaperone. I'm sorry that you only get three now.
But wait, real quick, how much do you get paid for that?
Thank you.
So it went down, but I made probably like $500.
Okay.
Like,
for how many dates, quote unquote?
Probably like 6 or 7.
Okay.
Dang. All right, man. I'm not opposed to what you're doing, but we got to up the number to make it worthwhile for everybody.
I agree.
I'm going to be your agent, and we'll figure this out.
He wants to pay me less. So like, whatever. I guess, like, 30 minutes for $25 of crutching, sure.
Of crutching! I like how this has become a term.
Now, Maddie, just one last question in my mind. Now, you said that originally this guy DM'd you on Instagram. Did you know him or know of him or have any connection to him prior to that?
No.
Okay.
No, and I tried to check it out. I'm like, listen, like, send me the syllabus for your class. And you know what he sends me?
What?
So he goes to Lewis University. He sends me the website to Lewis University.
Right.
He sends me a syllabus.
I think we've pretty much all that. Well, I'll speak for myself. I decided long ago he's lying about the project.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a part. You did too, though, right, Maddie? You knew that, right?
Yeah. Catch me on a crutch.
Crutch hub. You got to start up.
Oh, my God.
An OnlyFans page for crutching.
Catch me on a crutch hub. That is unbelievable.
I there's so much on the internet.
So much.
Right.
Wow.
Crutching. This apparently is a thing in Sweden.
What? Crutching? He's been researching crutching.
Modeling for a Swedish crutch fetish website is pretty easy work, apparently, is the name of an article.
It doesn't even get that weird. I mean, they're clothed,
right?
Oh,
no.
I didn't read too far down. Wow. Apparently this exists because everything does, I guess, right?
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Cubs are on a bit of a losing streak, 9 games now. And Whip, what's the number? It's 65 to what runs?
Well, in the last 5 games, it's been pretty extreme as they've lost by a combined 61 to 15 if you add up the last 5 games. So it's gotten ugly. Gone from bad to ugly.
Now, the Angels out there in California were having a similar slump. Yeah. They were like 14 games. Though,
right? They had dropped 13 in a row, decided to go the route that I'm sure you're going to talk about, and then they didn't win that night either.
In order to throw off the team they were playing, they decided to play Nickelback every time they came up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every hitter.
To the plate. They were like, all right, well, let's just fire Joe Madden. That's just what we'll do. It'll be fine.
Forget
about the
Mohawk.
Yeah, forget about it.
That's right.
So they tried to play Nickelback to throw off the other team, and it didn't really work.
Right.
But we were thinking that maybe we could try to get a note to the Ricketts with a better idea.
Okay.
But frankly, the five of us couldn't come up with one. So you can help us. What song should they play at Wrigley to throw off the other team? 312-233-1019. What song, or even just a band, and we can dip into their library.
Right.
Should they be playing at Wrigley to throw off the other team?
Okay.
And then every time that other team comes up to the plate, they play it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, Patty. Good morning. You got a song that you think would throw off the other team?
I do. How about My House by Flo Rida?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As they come up, I worry it would get them too jacked up.
Yeah.
But it's our house. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying, but this is our house.
My house. Right. Get out of here.
Okay, got it.
They've felt a little too comfortable to this point in our house.
All right, so Patty wants to hear that one. That's not bad. I think that could work, right? Hi, Denise. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty well. You got a song you think would throw off the other team if they come to the plate at Wrigley Field?
I think the most annoying song is It's a Small World from Disney.
That would really throw them off. You get their big hitter to come up and you just start to hear this. Be like, what?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Yeah. Denise, I like this one. That could be a good one. And Michelle, Michelle had a similar idea. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
You have an idea for what would throw off the other batters at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Bop, 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 bop. Solid options all around.
Yeah, interesting.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
These are your 6 practical tips for starting a good conversation on Tinder.
Oh.
Yeah? No, it didn't
do it. I literally didn't hear a word you said.
If only it had been, here are 6 tips to...
You start conversations on
Tinder? Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right, maybe just a hookup.
Yeah.
Okay, whoa, fired up. In at number 6, if you want to start a good conversation on the Tinder, number 6, don't be afraid to show off your personality, okay? Embrace your unique qualities while online dating. Look, people say that can be radical, but no. Embrace this.
I try to hide my personality right ago.
Wow, careful. You might be able to show them off
a new
car.
Like Mr. Rogers. That was my favorite part.
Embrace your personality.
Embrace your personality.
Put on a fresh pair of Keds. Now, in at number 5, you want to start a conversation on Tinder. Here's how you do it. Treat each other's connection like you would with a new friend.
Are you going to cry about
that? I'm getting teared up. I'm choking up. Maybe get a sip of this hot coffee while one of you talk.
Oh, yeah. Love friends.
Wow, new friend. Okay, so you're going to be new friends in a very, very friendly way, ideally.
Yeah, right?
We did such a good job covering for you.
You guys crushed. maybe focus on it as making a new friend, and the potential could be romance. You know, friends first. That's their vibe there.
That's why people go to Tinder.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Right on.
Hey, I just want to be friends for I don't know, 4 minutes?
Again, a lot of credit you're giving yourself.
Toka. All right, guys. Yeah. That's 32% of 4 minutes. I don't know. Right. And at number 4, you want to start a conversation on Tinder, practice active listening. Oh. And to that I say, what?
Yeah.
Hey, conversations are a two-way street, and they should feel fairly balanced. You want to spark a connection with someone on Tinder, remember to keep the conversation natural and balanced. Don't overshare. Listen a bit. All right.
My place or yours? Okay. That's right. That's kind of what it's sounding like.
Yeah. That's what pineapples do. Now, in at number 3, your mixed top 6 ways to start a good conversation on Tinder, use the comment and a question formula. You feel nervous to start a conversation with somebody? First, visit their profile, do a little research, see if there are any opportunities for a shared connection. Then, when you're ready to send them a message, remember the winning formula for a great DM: a comment and a question like, I loved watching WandaVision. I geeked out over how mind-bendy it was, and I appreciate watching anything with that whole WTF kind of ending. What was your favorite show to marathon watch?
Wow.
I feel like we're in Nikki's profile.
Did you just make that up, or was that in the example?
Yeah,
okay. Well, that sounds like that actually might be you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. No, I went to school to be an actor, so I can read the line.
Well, understood, but it sounded like something that you would say.
Yeah.
Very much tailored to me somehow, which is impressive. And number two, your mixed top six tips for starting a convo on Tinder. Lower the stakes, okay? You're starting this conversation with somebody. Treat it lightly and casually. Don't act like this is a be-all, end-all relationship thing. You're just starting fresh, yeah? Mm-hmm. You disagree.
No, that's great.
Right.
That was just making you feel better. She checked out. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Three numbers ago. She's been car shopping for like the last 7 minutes. She's not. She's literally not even been listening. She's like, do I want a new screen?
This is the longest sixth list ever. Yeah.
She did not even hear the part where you said, listen.
Yeah, that's so weird.
That's the irony.
Well, I do remember that when you said, let it be a natural conversation, but sometimes naturally you speak more, so it's kind of like a hard thing to do.
Nailed it. And in at number one, these are your practical tips to start a conversation on Tinder. I apologize that we did this at all. Number one, use their profile as a conversation starter. Starting a conversation is not always about the first message and having the perfect introduction. In fact, the convo could quickly fall flat if you come in with a rehearsed line right off the bat. For example, say something like, I saw that you love going to concerts. I am obsessed with making playlists. I've been listening to this Kate Bush stuff lately, and I'm always looking to discover new sounds. What music are you into?
30 years old.
Yes.
But it's so hot and fresh.
Oh. You guys are great.
Oh. Sorry.
32% of that was good, right?
You know what? Isn't the best conversation starter for Tinder just be attractive?
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah. Hey, you see this? You want it? Yeah, done.
Yeah, right. There's your list.
That's it. That is how you do a mixed top six that could have been a mixed top zero on the Morning Mix.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing.
There are a couple cool things out there. So in at number three, Emma Thompson is transforming into Miss Trunchbull for Netflix Matilda the Musical. The first trailer is out today, and Emma Thompson is almost unrecognizable as the terrifying principal that I feel like everybody was scared of as a kid. She was... something else. When she made that kid eat the fudge cake, forget about it.
Yeah. I remember now, yes.
And then, so this is a far stretch, though, from another movie that's coming out with Emma Thompson called Good Luck to You, where she's playing a repressed widow who hires a male escort to help her with
sex.
The big O. Yeah. Yeah. She,
oh, yeah. There you go.
So yeah. The sex movie is coming out tomorrow, actually, on Hulu. And Matilda is coming out in December. Very different movies. She's in both. And she's she doesn't even look like the same person in both of those.
And that's why she wins Oscars.
That's exactly right. Right. She hires a sexual escort to help her organize? Is that what you're saying?
Not exactly. Different. The other big O.
Yeah. She was trying to DIY.
Yeah.
And now she decided to get a helper.
Get something else with the D.
Somebody else to come in and maybe do some...
She says she never did that before.
Opiates?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a weird twist.
Can we please go to story two?
Yeah, let's go to story number two. Talking about movies coming out soon, there's Elvis, and it's going to be starring Austin Butler as the King of Rock and Roll. He definitely fully embraced himself in the role as Elvis, so much so that he says he's having trouble shaking that southern twang that he used in the film. So he says, I didn't do anything else for 2 years. That's such a large chunk of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that it just clicks in and now I can't shake it anymore. He doesn't know how long it's going to last, but hopefully, I mean, I like it, but hopefully not too long if he wants to ever do another role.
Right. Well, Madonna did that. All of a sudden, she was English. Remember that?
She's been British a lot.
That English side of Detroit.
Yeah.
You've heard of that.
It's so
a small
fancy
enclave, but very fancy.
That's so true. In at number one, this is going to bring up all of our spirits. McDonald's restaurants in Canada are serving a new Kit Kat McFlurry. It is... It is only available in Canada until the end of summer, but many Americans are planning to drive across the border to get the sweet treat on Twitter. And they're also trying to sign a petition to get it down in the States, which we, I think, all support. But it's funny because then other people are like, well, we don't even, our ice cream machines don't even work here.
Right.
So
that's a lie. Yeah.
Maybe
it's our
they,
lie we tell.
Yeah.
Swanee hopped in the mix van yesterday and went up to the border to get audio of people. This is what they had to say crossing the border to try and get this Kit Kat McFlurry. So they're excited.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're excited.
And some Timmy's.
Timmy's?
Timmy
Ho.
Timmy Ho. You got to say the ho
Timmy
part
ho.
Or else it doesn't mean anything.
Timmy.
That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.